Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good evening. Good evening. Thank and praise the Lord for Thursday. This is Apostle Miller, and we are so glad that you tune in. I trust that you have enjoyed your week so far. I trust that it has been a victorious week for you. I thank and praise the Lord for this day. And, you know, we're going to open up with just giving some thanks. The Bible said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise and bless his name. The psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Forget not all his benefit, who forgiveth all thy iniquity and healeth all of thy disease. And since that's what we've been talking about, divine healing, divine health, how is God will for you to experience divine health. You know, that's part of our inheritance. And like I said, we just want to praise as we open in prayer. We're going to give some thanksgiving. It's so many things that happen in our surrounding that it's easy to murmur and complain. And the more I walk with the Lord, I'm understanding one of the things he said in Hebrew. He tells us that to be steadfast in the faith, not to waver it, because God is faithful who promised. And so there too again, we just want to give thanks. Father, it's in the matchless name of Jesus. We want to thank you for this day because truly this is the day that you have made. Father, we want to thank you for life, health, and strength. We want to thank you, Father, for this day because you truly made this day. We want to thank you for God the Father, God the Son. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus to buy back man, rightful place. Thank you for restoring the kingdom back to the body of Christ. Thank you, Father, for making it possible that all mankind can be saved. Thank you, the Bible says, for you so loved the world that God gave his only begotten Son. And I thank you, Jesus, through your willingness and your obedience, you gave all us a right. All of us have a right to be saved, regardless of creed or color. We have a right to be saved. And for that, Father, I just want to say thank you right now. I praise you and I bless you, not only for household salvation, but for healing, God. I thank you for supplying every one of our needs. Father, I thank you, according to your word, you have given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. I thank you, Father, because you gave us the master key. And the Bible tells us it's impossible to please you without faith. The Bible tells us that we have to walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible tells us that to make a connection with you, we have to do it by faith. We are supposed to walk by faith, not by our feelings, not what we see that is contrary to what you say. And for that, I want to thank you. I thank you right now. I plead the blood of Jesus against every spirit of detraction, every demon that been signed to try to interfere with this broadcast and trying to hinder the people. I plead the blood of Jesus against all hindrance right now. I plead the blood of Jesus against interfere from the evil world. I plead the blood of Jesus over the people's minds right now. I come against the spirit of detraction. I come against it right now in the matchless name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the blood right now. I cover myself. I cover the ones that is tuned in with the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father. You said whatever we bind on this earth is already bound in heaven. So right now, in Jesus' name, we forbid any interference. We forbid every demon that was signed against this broadcast. We bind you. We cancel your assignment right now. I thank you right now, Father. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. We welcome the Holy Spirit on this broadcast. We pray that the Holy Spirit will be released over the airways, that he will bring enlightenment, that he will bring understanding, that he will cause us to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Because, Father, we desire to hear you today. We desire to hear your word today. And for that, we say thank you right now, Father. We thank you for divine health right now, Father. Because, Father, I know it's your word. It's your will. It is written in Isaiah 53. He start off and said, who have believed our report? And Father, we believe today right now. I plead the blood of Jesus against unbelief and doubt right now. Even the ones, God, that dealing with some kind of sickness, some kind of pain right now, I rebuke it. I come against it in the master's name of Jesus. Satan, I know it's you. You is the root cause. You is the one that brings sickness and disease. You the one that even influences us sometimes to be self-afflicted when we eat too much, when we put the wrong thing in our mouth, when we speak the wrong thing. But right now, by the authority in Jesus' name, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive us whenever when we don't heed to the voice of the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit is trying to lead and guide us, when we don't listen, forgive us for it right now. Forgive us for giving ears to doubt and unbelief. Forgive us whenever we go to church, Father, and we hear your word. Instead of putting your word in practice, Father, we don't put it in practice. You tell us to meditate on your word. You tell us to meditate day and night on your word. You tell us to be a doer of your word. You tell us to decree and declare your word, not decree the circumstances. Oh, Father, we ask you to forgive us today. In the matchless name of Jesus, I want to praise you for your goodness, Father. I want to praise you for your blessing. I want to praise you for your patience. Oh, Father, you've been patient with all of us. Father, you've been merciful to all of us. You've been long-suffering, Father, not willing that any shall perish. For that, I tell you, thank you right now, Father. I thank you for the prayers that some have on the altar. And just like you said with Daniel, when Daniel had purpose in his heart to fast and pray and to petition you, that the angel told Daniel when he got through, he said the angels of Persia hinder him. So, Father, right now, I decree breakthrough right now. I decree those that have been praying about certain situations, I rebuke the enemy right now. I bind those hinder spirits that are trying to stop. I decree breakthrough in the master's name of Jesus. Whether you've been praying for your loved one, whether you've been praying for whatever you've been praying for, according to the word of God, I rebuke the enemy. I bind these demons that interfere in trying to stop it. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. I plead the blood of Jesus. God, you are a good God. You are a patient God. You are a merciful God. And for that, I tell you, thank you, Father. I tell you, thank you today. I thank you for broadcast all over the universe. The ones that you have assigned, I thank you for it right now. And I just come against these spirits, these voices, that are trying to hinder people from receiving, from hearing what thus saith the Lord. Father, give ears that we can hear what you are saying. You said to the seven churches, to Apostle John, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And Father, when you speak to us, you speak good things. When the Holy Spirit is speaking, he don't speak negative, but he speaks positive things. He speaks encouragement to us. He speaks peace to us, but not stress, not sadness, not sorrow. Even in this time, Father, you say it's appointed unto man once to die. Listen, Don't turn us off. Don't hang up the phone. I know somebody said, well, she praying in them tongues. Let me tell you something. The Bible says it's men is led by the Spirit of sons of God. Believe it or not, my brothers and my sisters, it's God will for us to be led by the Spirit. Jesus told them before he ascended on high, he said, I want you to go to the upper room. And he said, I want you to tarry until you receive power from on high. And whenever he talk about power, he talk about the ability, the authority to destroy and come against what Satan is trying to do right now. It's not, the enemy don't want you to receive your inheritance. And part of your inheritance and part of my inheritance is divine health, divine healing. God don't want you walking around here allowing yourself dealing with arthritis and, catering, that's the word. God don't want us to walk around catering to high blood pressure or arthritis, rheumatism. Come on, somebody. Cancer, whatever sickness and disease, that is not the will of God for you, my brothers and sisters. As I stated, when God told me to minister, to teach on this, he said a lot of the things that got immune to sickness, then I got immune to pain. You might say, no, yeah, you say you have, but instead of you standing and fighting, Paul said, I finished my course. I kept the faith. I fought a good fight. You got to fight the enemy. Some of God be showing me through some study. And listen, you cannot experience the victory that God has for you as a part-time Christian. You cannot defeat a full-time devil, full-time demons and principalities, ruler, down the spirit of weak, if you is a part-time Christian. What you mean? Oh, I pray a little bit, don't pray no more. I was sitting up here. I was sitting up here and I was thinking about divine health and his God will for us to walk in divine health. And I was thinking about and meditating on some of the people, some of our ancestors got serious about the things of God. Come on, somebody. They got serious about divine help. Oh, you see it there. Listen, they got serious about it. And let me tell you something. If you don't get serious about your inheritance, the enemy going to make sure you leave him and you don't receive it. I was thinking about Huston Taylor, how he prayed and how God blessed the people. Evan Robinson, he prayed for 7 years and the Welch's Revival was open. Then I think about Seymour Azusa. He prayed 5 hours a day for 3.5 years. And then they say he prayed 7 hours a day for 2.5 years. And then it's a heaven fire fell over the world in the most extensive revival, real religion this century result. What you saying, prophet? I'm saying you're going to have to get serious about your inheritance. You know, most of the time now, according to the law, if somebody died, your family, and if they made a will of when it come down to their estate, according to the law, you got to go through reprobate, if I'm pronouncing it right. But you got to go probate. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You have to go through probate. In other words, you have to have certain document. You got to have certain proof that first that you were related to that individual. And if you was old, if they put you in their will, in order for you to get their estate, if you don't have that information, if you can't prove that you part of, you know, that individual, y'all was connected, or you were part of their will, don't you know if you can't, you don't go through probate the right way, you will not be able to get or receive their estate? Well, let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. It ain't time to pedicate with the devil. The devil means business. And like I said, God rebuked me about it. You know, some people, you done got comfortable with sickness. I was in the grocery store early this morning after I did my walk. And I met this woman. Both of us were going into Walmart. And by the time we got to the entrance door, she stopped. And she was, you know, I said, "You okay, ma'am?" And she said, "Yeah, but, you know," she said, "my old knee, I got arthritis in my knees." Well, okay, I'll try to witness to her. And I told her about, you know, I said, "Yeah, you know, one time." I said, "But God healed me from all of that, you know." And then I'll tell her about how God healed me. Well, I had it did, but mine did you? I said, "But God healed me from that as well." You know, you can get immune to something. And then when God tried to send a labor through that, they tried to, you won't receive it. You got a lot of pastors preaching about divine health. God will for you to be healed. But you know, a lot of people ain't taking it serious. They done got content with the prescription. And please hear me, as I've been saying for going on 2 weeks about this. God wants you well. I'm not against going to the doctor. I go to the doctor. I take certain prescriptions. But I had to make up in my mind, I'm not going to be on prescription all my life. And the Holy Spirit had to shake me as well. And as he began to show me, he said, sickness and disease, that spirit of infirmity is increasing on the earth. And it's attacking the body of Christ like never before. Don't you know the devil would rather for you to go home early than for you to preach or teach about divine health, divine healing? God wants you whole and well. I've been reading scriptures in the Gospel of Matthew. We start off with Isaiah 53:4-5. That is God's will, how Jesus, through his atonement, how he took it. Come on, somebody. Matthew 8. 1 Peter 2:12, we talked about all of this, you know, but the enemy, even since I've been teaching this, some of you don't even know how the enemy been trying to intercept this word, been trying to stop me from preaching it. But I thank God that I have authority over the devil, and so do you, my brothers and my sisters. Some of you, you done tolerate with sickness and pain, and you don't have to. And I pray this word stir you. I pray this word challenge you. I pray this word awake you. Apostle Paul said to the church, he said, "Awake, sleepyhead." Y'all, we need to wake up. The Bible says, "How beautiful are the feet that carry the gospel." The enemy don't want you to carry the gospel. He don't want you. Now, you know, let me kind of, because I'm telling you right now, the prayer stirred me. But let me tell you something. The enemy don't mind you talking about getting saved and going to heaven. But he don't want you to talk about his God will for you to be healed. It's not God will for you to be on prescription the rest of your life. You know, we like to, one thing about flesh, we like to ease the way out. I learned that. We like to ease the way out. Take a pill. Now, like I said, right there, I'm not saying don't do it. Please hear me. Don't go say, she said we don't. No, I didn't say that. And I bind the devil with that, try to get you to try to twist what I'm saying. But this is serious business. The enemy would rather see us die and go home early with some kind of sickness or disease, because he don't want us to preach the full gospel. Salvation cover everything. It covered divine health. It covered divine protection. It covered divine prosperity. Matthew 6:33 tell us, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." A lot of people seek out the necessary things of life. You know, my mortgage. You know, where I'm going to live, my mortgage. How I'm going to pay my utility bill. Y'all listen. He said, take no thoughts about that. See, if something is more important to life than that. But a lot of people, they don't go no further than that. They believe in God every month, how they going to pay their bill. But when it come down to their health, some of them, now if this shoe don't fit, don't wear it. Now, I got this just to just open up in prayer. That's what the Holy Spirit put in me to say. God wants us to wake up. The Lord need us. Do you not know? God is almighty. God is all-powerful. But the way God created and established the laws on this earth, God can't just come down and do it himself. He do it through us. Psalms 115. I'm going to read this. I done probably read it before, knowing me. It's the, in the 15th verse, Psalms 115. It says, ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, of the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. Okay, you go to Genesis, when you go in Genesis the third, you find out how Adam and Eve messed up. Shut everything down. They disconnect God's communication to mankind. But then when you go in the gospel, Jesus came. He restored our relationship with God. Apostle Paul called it the spirit of reconciliation. God always wanted to communicate with Daniel Shatter. God always wanted to communicate with humanity. God wanted one-to-one with you and him. That's what a father is. And he is our heavenly father. A father want to communicate with their child, want to talk sometime with them, want to bless their child, want to do nice things for that child. And that's what God is to us. But the enemy got in that one time, and the enemy had me believing it's God's will for me to be sick. Y'all don't hear my testimony. The enemy had me believing it was God's will for me to be sick. I had to be sick. Now, sickness comes because of the fall. We live in a fallen world. But when you go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, yes, that's the old covenant. But Jesus fulfilled every prophecy. Every prophecy. That's why when you go to Isaiah 50, when you go to Isaiah 53, let me go there. God, I thank you for this word. I know what I was going to say today. I thought I was going to say, but I thank you for the Holy Spirit told me to pray and begin to give thanks. In Isaiah 53, it begins, who have, Isaiah 53 and 1, who have believed our report, and to whom is the arms of the Lord revealed? But now in 53, in that fourth verse, I mean the fifth verse for time's sake, he said, but he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with this cry, we are healed. He's looking to the cross. No, we are. Yeah, he's looking to the cross. Okay, when we go to 1 Peter, I want you to see this. I don't want you to just walk and just take Prophet Miller's word. When we go to 2 Peter, 1 Peter, the second chapter, that 24th verse, who his own self bared our sin in his own body on the tree, that we've been dead to sin. See, Jesus didn't just come to deliver us from the power of sin, but he also came to deliver us from sickness and disease. And the enemy have fought, and listen, he's going to keep fighting. And I'm telling you, you cannot defeat your enemy, who is Satan, our enemy, the adversary, the devil. If you're not a full-time Christian, if you're not devoted and committed to this word, don't just go to Bible study or church on Sunday and say, oh, we got a good word. Put that word into practice. And let me tell you something. Even though we done inherit all of these blessings, divine health, salvation, healing, provision, it don't automatically happen. Mm-mm. It's God with everybody in your family to be saved. But somebody got to pray. I remember when I was coming up in the church, where as I developed and grow and begin to develop in the things of God and grow in the knowledge of God, you know, I found out that God wanted everybody to be saved. And I used to say, well, why so-and-so ain't saved in my family? Then I found out that we had to pray for the Lord of the harvest sent forth labors. We had to pray for them. Somebody prayed for me. And guess what? Now I'm praying for my nieces, my nephews. Ask God lead me. But listen, once you start praying for them, the enemy going to try to intercept that. He's going to try to bring some kind of misunderstanding, a disturbance between you and them. So you can get out of faith. The Bible said faith working by love. See, the enemy don't want us to walk in love towards our fellow man. That don't mean let people just do you any kind of way. No. But you got to know the love of God is If you're right, you're right. But if you're wrong, you're wrong. You know how to treat people when they mistreat you. And the first thing you do, you forgive them. That, like I said, the enemy do not, hear me, my brother, the enemy do not want you and I. First, he don't want us to have the knowledge it's God will for us to be saved. For the last, the four times out of ministry, this will be the fourth day that we've been talking about divine health. I've been giving you scripture after scripture, how Jesus healed them all. Regardless to the color, the race, the color of their skin, he healed them all. And majority, the people weren't saved. Don't you know it's God will for sinners to be healed too? And you know, you got, and some saints, they don't know any better. They don't want to pray for a sinner to be healed. You got to live right. No, you ain't got to live right before you get healed. Come on, son. That's the goodness of God. That's the love of God. God loves everybody. Now, remember the man that Jesus, the blind, and he were healed from blindness. And when Jesus caught up with him, he said, go and sin no more. And that's the thing about it. But I'm telling you, the enemy don't want you to hear this message. Oh, yeah. Y'all, I'm telling you, we can get immune to things. And like I said, even with prescription, we're even living in a time now more than ever. How prescription have side effects. And that, like I said, please hear me. I'm not saying don't take your prescription. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying one of my leaders, the late apostle, Abigail Parker, I never forget, she taught us. She believed it in divine health. That woman believed it. She taught us in intercessory prayer. She taught us about healing. Did I take a serious? No, I did, because I like the easy way. At that time, I was a carnal minded Christian. You know, I wouldn't believe in God for 100% of my inheritance. Oh, well, you know, because guess what? I found out when you start believing for what God's word say, or you go out, you got to know how to fight. You got to know how to stand for it. If it don't manifest in 3 days, if it don't manifest, you got to know how to stand. But why are you standing? Paul said in Ephesians 6, he said, stand there in even days with your learned girl about truth. I didn't know how to fight. God has to teach us how to fight these spiritual beings. See, listen, the real world is the spirit world. What you see with your fire, with your natural, that's not the real world. The real world is the spirit world. I'm a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. And as I'll show you in Psalm 115, God gave the earth to us. Jesus picked that thing up in Matthew 18. He said, whatever you bind on earth, we have the master. The master key is faith. That's the master key. Paul said in Hebrews 11, he said, it's impossible to please God without faith. In order to connect with God, to communicate with God, we have to do it by faith. And faith ain't based on how I feel. Faith ain't based on what I see. The Bible said, though we look at things that don't appear. Whatever you see in the natural is contrary to what God says. It's subject to change. But you got to know how to operate in the Word of God, and like I said, you got to you got to get serious about this thing. You got to get serious about your health. You got to make up in your mind. Now listen, you're whosoever, I'm a whosoever. We have to make up in our mind. You know, I ain't gonna take prescription all my life. Abigail Parker used to tell us. She said, whenever you take, if you're on prescription, she said, pray. And decree this pill gonna only address what needs to be addressed in my body. I forbid any side effect. She said, and believe and be believing God that Isaiah 53:4-5, Matthew, that you're gonna believe God that this scripture gonna be manifest. 1 Peter 2:24, you're gonna believe that what God said about your body, you're going to walk in it. But I was trying to minister to this woman about is God will for not to walk. This, you know, arthritis. I mean, you know, y'all, we get immune to it. I'm not being little or nobody. I've been down that road. I thought I was going to have to deal with migraine headaches. the rest of my life. I thought I would have to deal with a disc. When I worked in Monroe, I on a job and I had to use a presser, you know, and stuff. And I would rise up and you had to press down on it, a drill, those machines, you had to press down on it. Messed up my back. And I thought I would have to live with it. But I thank God for the late Bishop Hudson and another minister, Apostle Town, how they gave their testimony. And they were praying, Dr. Apostle Townsend was talking about he was praying for a woman that was having heart problems. She was going to have to need a heart transplant. And they was in this service. And Apostle Townsend said, I remember like yesterday. And it gave me faith to be here, to get a disc, a new disc. And I remember it like yesterday. He said he was praying for this woman. This woman needed a new heart. And Bishop Hudson, if I'm quoting him right, he said Bishop Hudson told him that heaven got a warehouse full of hearts. So you're going to have to take your faith and by faith go into heaven by faith and receive a heart for her. And he said after he said that, Apostle Townsend said he lifted his hand towards heaven and by faith in his mind he began to visualize that he was in heaven warehouse. And he went in there and by faith got a heart out. And then he brought his hand back down and laid his hand on the woman's chest and said, I release a new heart in you. And I forgot how many days she said, but when she went to the doctor, they said, wasn't nothing wrong with her heart. She had a new heart. I was listening at Marilyn Hickey today, and she was talking about in her family, how they said that heart problem, heart disease, run in her family. And she said when she found that out, she began to decree that God had gave her a new heart. Listen, y'all, faith come by hearing, but you release faith by speaking. And I'm telling you, what I say have everything to do with my miracles. In the manifestation. The Bible says, as a man thinking in his heart, death and life is in the power of the tongue. I know the bullshit. Father, I thank you for this word right now. I thank you for what you've given me. And it's for all of us. But God wants you to get serious about your health. God don't want you to just injure. You know, I'm just waiting on the Lord. I'm just struggling with life. And I just have to deal with this sickness to the day that. No, you don't. Well, so somebody, if I say so many times, your faith and my faith is supposed to be on what is written, what God said about it, not what people. Yeah, I've had loved ones in my family that died with certain illness. Yes, I have. But my faith ain't based on their experience with God's word. My faith is based upon what God says. Come on, somebody. You're whosoever. It's up to you. The Bible says according to your faith. So where your faith at? Do you want to continue to tolerate with arthritis, rheumatism, whatever they said to the day you die? And Marilyn Hickey blessed me. She said, She said, when I found out that my dad and other relatives had heart trouble, she said, and I find out in the word it wasn't God's will for me. She said, I made up in my mind. She said, I begin to decree every day I got a new heart. And I think she said when she turned 20 or so, she found out she was having heart problems. But by standing on God's word and decreeing every day she had a new heart, she didn't speak about the condition of her heart. She didn't speak about, excuse me, She didn't proclaim or talk about what the family was, the history of heart trouble. But she said, I began to say, God gave me a new heart. And she said, after that, when she would go to the doctor, even now, and I think she and her ate this, or even she said, the doctor tell her her heart in good condition. But you know what changed it? She recognized she was a new creature in Christ Jesus. She recognized her inheritance, that it was God's will for her not to tolerate with what the enemy put on her parents. And you got some people, and I've been down that road. You go to the doctor. This so-and-so had this in the family. This so and you know, sometimes I say, yeah, but I won't have that. I thank God for one of my doctors that I have in Valentine. And she normal minister. I have went in certain. I said, that's not going to happen with me. No, I won't have cancer. No, I won't have that. And every day I said it. I'm not, you know, some of my family had many strokes. I would not have a stroke. My daddy had a heart. That is not for me. I don't receive that. I don't speak it, and I don't receive it. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. I have the DNA of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. And I'm telling you, what are you saying? Are you sitting around? Come on now. Are you sitting around catering with sickness and disease instead of getting serious about it? So like I said, it's been reported a lot of prescription have side effects. There too again, I'm not telling you not to take your medicine. Please hear me. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying you got to get serious about this, please. You know, a lot of times I have heard people talk about their appetite, certain parts of their body, and that spirit infirmity just hit stop one area here to run to another area in your body. You got to get serious about this thing. I'm talking to me too. You got to get serious about it. Come on. It's God's will. Now, God wants you well. I remember the late Kenny Hagenson. He talked about how he laid up in the bed for years with certain illness. But God healed that young man. Y'all, I'm telling you, it's God's will for you to be healed. And sometimes I'm telling you, it can be hindrance to your healing. Oh, yes, it can be hindrance. It can be hindrance to your healing. Unconfessed sins could be one of them. That's why the Bible tells us to forgive. You got some people, it's still angry and mad with somebody, and them people dead. And you still walk around here with bitterness and resentment in your heart. But you don't know what they did to me. You are absolutely right. I don't know. But it is not worth hindering me from walking in divine health. Or hindering me from walking in or receiving what God did through Jesus. He said, I came, you will have life, and you will have it more abundantly. But he said, the thief come but to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't you know the enemy go to extreme men? He don't want you to walk in divine health. The Bible said faith working by love. Well, the devil knows if he can get us in offenses, unforgiveness, he can hinder you. He can hinder your spirit to grow. He can intercept your relationship with God. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you. It's good to shout. You shout with your mouth. It's good to go to church and dance. Your emotion gets up. But let me tell you something. When all of that calmed down, when the excitement gone, and the enemy fighting your body with aches and pain and all of these symptoms, what do you do? Come on, somebody. I'm telling you. You need to know. Like I said, it can hinder you. James 5:16. Let's go to James 5:16 to see what it says. Father, I thank you and I bless you. I thank you. It's your will for us to be here. I thank you for revealing to us how to receive and walk in divine health. Because that's God's will for you. It's God's will. I want everything he promised to me. Come on, somebody. James 5:16. James 5:16, and this is a familiar passage scripture in that 14th verse. It says, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. And pray one for another that you may be healed. Yeah, James got the revelation. It's God's will for you to be healed. It ain't God. Well, honey, you know. And like I said, I hear all kind of stuff, you know. I don't know everything. And now I'm trying to know everything, but I do know what God revealed to me. You know, I'm 68 now. I'm a baby to some people, maybe listening to broadcast. But, you know, when you get a certain age, you're going to have all these aches. You know, arthritis and all of those stuff. I don't receive none of that. I receive Isaiah 53:4-5, 1 Peter 2:24, Matthew 8:18. I receive that. By his stripes, I am healed. Come on, somebody. You don't have to, I'm telling you, in your subconscious, if you ain't careful, you'll sit around, you can read your Bible, but in your subconscious, in your back of it, if you ain't got that mess out of you, you'll sit around and say, yeah, by God's Christ, I'm here. But all the same time, you will be acknowledging you got it. I tell me, no, and we ain't doing that. And no, you going to walk. And you going to exercise. Listen, let me tell you something. If you ain't consistent in the things of God, when it comes down to being devoted and committed, praying and fasting, being a doer of the word, speaking the word, come on somebody, you're not gonna receive your inheritance. You're whosoever, you don't want to do it. You know what I found out about faith? Faith is work. Don't let nobody tell you faith ain't no work. Faith, the live a faith lifestyle. You got to discipline yourself. You can't say everything. You can't agree with everything that people say. If it's contrary to what God said, you can't come in agreement with that. You got to watch what you hear. You got to watch what you see. Only that stuff. You have to live a sacrifice life, a disciplined lifestyle. Come on, somebody. But like I said, when I said that it grieved God, when I was trying to witness to the world, oh, yeah, but you know, people just accepting it. God wants you to know that. Can you not only believe me just to go to heaven, but can you believe and trust me that I want you well? I don't want you with all of these prescriptions. I have had some people tell me, Prophet Miller, I have to take 10 pills a day. I ain't doing that. Now, somebody said, oh, you cocky. No. I'm confident. I'm confident in what God's word say about me. But I know it ain't going to happen automatically. I know what I got to do. I got to watch what's coming out of my mouth as well as what I'm putting in my body. Everybody's body don't relate the same way. But like I said, it can be hindered. It can be demonic oppression of bondage. Luke 13, remember, we don't went over, and I'm telling you, this is real. It's not God's will for you to be sick. It's common now. People, like I said, it's so common now. It's the norm now. A lot of people that say, I guess I'll just go home and be with the Lord with this. No. I won't. Come on, somebody. Because I'm believing I want everything in here that Jesus paid for. Some people dealing with lack. It ain't God will for you to be in lack. But I'm telling you, as a born-again believer, you need to know who you are in Christ and what Christ paid for you, what he did for you. I see why the Bible said, let every man work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. In Luke 13:11-13, like I said, it can be demonic oppression. And it happening. I see it happening. But that grieved me. I mean, this morning after I had walked and I went into the grocery, and this one was saying that. I said, Lord, hammer, you just done accepted. Honey, you know how I said, no, Arthur ain't coming by my house. Mm-mm. My doors is not open to no Arthur. And see, it can be demonic. We done went through this here. In Luke 13, in that 11th verse, it said, behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. We've been over the scripture. A spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and were bound together, and she couldn't even lift up. For 18 years, this spirit had this woman bound up. See, the Bible said the anointing destroyed the yoke and removed the burden. My prayer is, even with this bro, God, the anointing on my life, when your word goes through my mouth, I'm expecting that it would destroy the yoke and remove the burden, the yoke of pain, the yoke of sickness, the yoke of disease. I'm expecting. expecting to hear somebody say, I was delivered. I was set free. He set me free one day. And y'all, I'm telling you. He said, if she were bound. But let's, you know what, let's, Jesus. We're going to go to the 15, Luke 13 and 15. Oppression, like I said, some sickness come through that. Demonic oppression, abundance. And it was demonic. It was the spirit. And sometimes, believe it or not, you might need to examine yourself. Whatever illness you're dealing with. Father, what's behind this? Did I open the door to this? Come on, somebody. No, I'm trying to. I mean, if you're because I'm telling you, we as born-again believers. Now, like I said, it's God's will for all us to be here, whether you save or not save. You're not limited to God healing you because you're a sinner. No. When you read the four gospels, he healed all of them. A lot of them were sinners. Even one person with unbelief, the man said, I believe, but help my unbelief, and Jesus still healing. Some of you might need to tell the Lord, now this woman telling me through the word of God, it's your will for me to be healed. God, I've been operating in unbelief. Lord, forgive me. God, I've been living half of my life, or so many years of my life. I've been catering to this pain. I've been catering to this illness. And like I said, I know people done died. I even shared one of my, when I first started believing for people, I laid the light, everybody I laid hand on to pray and believe God for them to live, they didn't live. Then I had to find out. Sometimes people don't want to be here, y'all. Sometimes people just accept it. It's a part of life. And a lot of people don't accept this thing. It's a part of life to be sick. I'm just going to be sick. They don't accept it. That's a part of life. Well, you know, at my age now, ain't no use in me believing God. I've been like this over 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Yeah, you still can be healed. As a born-again believer, that's part of your inheritance. But God ain't going to make you. No, he's not going to make you now. But like I said, when I think about John G. Lake, when I read about all of these, our ancestors, these believers, how they got serious about their inheritance. They got serious about what Jesus paid for. And I found out God don't just want me to get saved so I can go to heaven. But God want me to prosper while I'm on the earth. God want me to be victorious. But you can't defeat a full-time devil, a full-time demon, a principal if you're a part-time Christian. Come on, somebody. I know what I might be saying. You might not like it. Some might be to disconnect me, but I'm going to say it anyhow because God wants you well. Come on, somebody. But this was a spirit of infirmity. And in that 16 verse, Luke 13 to 16, his end ought not. These are the words of Jesus. And he healed. They were more concerned. They was upset with Jesus. He healed this woman on Sabbath day. And they were more concerned about keeping Sabbath than seeing this woman be delivered or be healed for what had bound this woman up for these 18 years. Look what he said I'm going to read 15 verse. He said, the Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, do not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to water? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan had bound low these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? See, Jesus was concerned about, and I saw many times in the four God, Jesus was healing people on Sabbath day. Why? Because their health was more important than them keeping Sabbath. Yeah, that was the Mosaic law. But they didn't have a problem. If the ox needed water or the ox got stuck, they didn't have a problem going to get him unstuck or untangled. But they weren't concerned. Yeah, this woman the devil had bound up, a spirit infirmity. And I'm telling you, some people's sickness and ill, it's demonic. But you don't know how to discern it. But first you need to know that it's not God's will for you to walk around here like that. And he said it. He said, I'll not this woman be being a daughter of Abraham, the blessing of Abraham. She was the seed of Abraham. faith. Abraham was a man of faith, y'all. God delivered him from idol worship. They used to worship idol God. God even told him to get away from his family. Sometimes you got to get away from negative people. People that always groom and groom. I'm sick. And just say, no. I'm healed. But you know, I used to, and one time somebody told me that. I think I was in my early 40s. One day, I done age now, and honey, when you get old, these old bones don't move like they used to. Your bones don't get stiff. Sometimes you ain't going to feel like going. You know what I had to learn? And thanks be God for the Holy Spirit that abide on the inside of me. When I don't feel like it, I begin to stir up the gift on the inside of me. When my body want to talk, when these symptoms want to hit my body. Oh, no, we ain't Ann Miller. No, you got to talk to you. I'm talking about victory today. If you ain't serious about the promise of God, this message ain't for you. But if you serious, that's why the Bible says, we take it by force. You got to get serious about the things of God. I had to learn that. You got to discipline yourself. A lot of people want to lose weight, but they don't want to discipline themselves. Yeah, me included. I had to learn that. And if you want to lose weight, you're going to have to get serious about it. You got to watch what you're putting in your mouth. You got to exercise, and you got to stretch. You got to do certain things. I had to learn that. I had to get serious about it. And some of you ain't serious. Honey, as long as a pill I take it. Well, guess what? If that's what you want to do, that's your choice. You do it, and God ain't going to bother you. See, y'all, some of this stuff I had to learn. But Jesus said, it was the spirit of infirmity. These are some of the things that can hinder you. Fear, acute anxiety, Proverbs 3:5-8. Let's go to Proverbs. Might be my last one for today. But y'all, I'm so serious about this thing because it's happening. Proverbs 3:5-8. In Proverbs, the third chapter. First, he's talking to his son about the word of God. And it said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. A lot of times when it comes down to sickness and disease, if you've been surrounded, if it's been in your family lineage, people going to tell you, well, honey, you know Uncle Joe and Aunt Martha had it. You know that runs in the family. Oh, no. No, it don't run in. No, I got being stopped when it got to me. See, when you come in, the Bible said, when you come into the light, walk in it. Stop letting the devil plague you with this. But your grandmama, your grandparent, I'm not dishonoring them, but I'm telling you. See, faith began with the will of God. There's no, and I've been revealing to you, it's God's will. God forgive me. I've been sitting around, I done catered to sickness and pain. God, I didn't take your word serious. I've been walking in doubt and unbelief. I even had to repent. I said, Lord, forgive me. Whatever the prescription that caused side effect in my body, that harmed another part, you forgive me, Father, instead of me. Now, I'm to my Ann Miller. I said, Lord, forgive me. Instead of me taking your word, believing and standing on your word, I didn't do it. I didn't take it serious. Lord, forgive me. I was just lazy. Some people just lazy. I know that's a tight word. I know some of you ready to shut prophet off. But y'all, God wants you well. But God can't do it if you don't trust, believe his word and trust him. Do you not know the Bible says if you're willing in obedience or obedient? See, some people willing, but they ain't obedient. I remember one of my mothers in the gospel, the overseer Jane Ford, she was a pastor. And she said, y'all, the Lord told me I was willing, but I wasn't obedient. See, some people, you willing, but you ain't obedient. You agree to what God's word said, but you won't do it. Jerry Savea, thank and pray. Yeah, I give them what, thank God for the revelation. Jerry Savea was talking in the convention last week, the Kenny Copeland convention, and he was talking about being consistent. And y'all, I'm telling you, when it comes down to some of the things of God, some saints ain't consistent. Jesus said in John, I think it's 8, it's in the 8th chapter. He said, if you continue my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Listen, you can't be devoted and committed to this. You cannot read this word of God and be a doer of it, meditate on it, speak it, and do this work, and you don't get the result. The Bible said God is not a man that he will lie, the son of man that he repent. Let me finish reading this because it's 6. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. It shall be health. Look, it shall be, not might, maybe. It shall be health to the now, to thy neighbor, and marrow to thy bone. Now, you see that? Now, I'm going to take up here next week, but I'm going to read this. Let me see, can I go to it quickly so I can get off the air? Because I don't want to interfere with somebody else coming after me. But, y'all, you got to get serious. If you don't get serious with your enemy, I'm telling you, you will not receive what God's words say. You have to get serious. You have to get serious. You have it's a trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will direct your path. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn your back on evil. Then you will gain renewed health. God wants you healed. God wants you well. I don't care how long you've been dealing with it. God wants you still well. Jesus defeated arthritis, rheumatism, cancer. Whatever you, he defeated all of it. And I can hear it in your mind because in yourself, well, why so many people dying with it? I don't know. Could it not be they didn't know? Could it not be that they just got tired of fighting? Y'all, let me tell you something. When pain in your body, when I had the disc in the mind, when pain is crying and out, screaming, and you in so much, you just won't release. But when I got a knowledge and understand the revelation that it's God will for me to be healed. And since I got this second wake-up call, the stirring in my spirit, because it's increasing, sickness and disease is increasing on the land. God wants you to fight it. He wants you. You can't fight and resist what you don't have knowledge of. You can't do it. Well, my time is up. I'm going to continue with this. Ask the Lord lead me because you got to get serious. I was talking about something that can hinder, but you need to know what's behind. Whatever sin you did with God, what's the root of it? And there's nothing wrong with asking a question. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you again for this word. I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you glory for it. I thank you for those that tune into the broadcast. And I thank you even after we go off the air, I release this people to you. In Jesus' name, amen.